some roadways are rivers in South Florida. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Tropical storm warnings have been issued in the Florida Keys and portions of both coasts as heavy rain falls.
Some areas are seeing severe cases of flooding. We're actually under a flood watch. We've had a lot of cars being towed out of this area. I met with a resident, and he mentioned he's only seen it happen like this maybe a couple times a year, only during big storms, which is what we're having. So it's not a normal occurrence, but it's also not the first time. But when it does, it's bad.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell, the storm once known as Agatha in the Pacific Ocean will be renamed Alex if it reaches tropical storm strength. That could happen tonight. Calmer waters in the Philippine Sea, where the U.S. and South Korea have concluded a three-day naval exercise. The maneuvers come amid recent provocations from North Korea. Two more funerals in Texas today for a pair of 10-year-old students shot and killed in their classroom last month. One state senator says the school district police chief who was in charge of handling the massacre in Uvalde didn't have a radio, so it's unclear how he communicated with other officers.
We also know that children who were in the room were calling 911 at the time asking to be rescued. It isn't clear if the chief ever heard those calls. The head of Texas DPS has said Arredondo believed the active shooter situation had turned into a barricade and that was the wrong call.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, nearly two dozen police officers were inside the school for an hour. They had been directed to not engage the shooter. At the French Open, Iga Świątek of Poland has beaten American Coco Gauff in the women's final. The men's final is tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A shooting at a strip mall in Arizona has left 9 people hurt. Police in Phoenix say 3 of the victims have life-threatening injuries. The shooting happened overnight after a fight broke out during some kind of party. Police say the shooter, who has not been caught, fired many rounds into the crowd. A veteran who once faked his own death will be spending a long time behind bars.
A jury in Mississippi convicted Jacob Blair Scott of sexually assaulting a girl and getting her pregnant when he was 40 and she was 14. He's been sentenced to 85 years in prison, and a judge has ordered him to pay $10,000 in fines. Scott, who is now 45, was awarded the Purple Heart in 2011 for injuries he received while deployed in Iraq, according to U.S. Marshals, who once had him listed as one of its 15 most wanted fugitives. The marshals say he was supposed to turn himself in on charges of assaulting the girl, but faked his death in 2018 by leaving a small boat with a gun and a suicide note in Orange Beach, Alabama. Before he was sentenced, Scott blamed his mental issues, post-traumatic stress, and other disorders for affecting his mental state when he committed the crimes. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
More trouble for an animal expert turned TV star.
A man who became famous for his role in the Netflix series Tiger King is behind bars. Again, the FBI arrested Bhagavan Antal, known as Doc, in South Carolina Friday night. TMZ reports the arrest is connected to money laundering charges. Antal owns Myrtle Beach Safari, a wildlife and safari park. In the past, he's been charged with multiple felonies for trafficking and abusing exotic animals. Activists cheering his latest arrest. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.